Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Menachos Daf Samach Hey, but we're going to go back to the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dal on Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Mitzvah Sa'im Alavi Menach Karev. The Mitzvah Sa'im, when you bring the carbon Aimah, you have to bring it from the barley that's close to Yushalayim. Loi Biker Akarev Yushalayim. If at the time Pesach came around, the one that was close to Yerushalayim is not ripe yet, then you can bring it from any place. The Gemara says a story when they didn't have the Omer. So Ashton's, the Briskerov, has a shot, a shtickle, loibiker called tzarek. It says loibiker, hakarev Yerushalayim, it didn't become ripe. Rashi says loibishal called tzarekai. It didn't become fully ripe. So the Rav wants to know, why does the Ayim have to be fully ripe? Litzi a mincha. You want to bring a mincha. Does the wheat that you bring the mincha, does it have to be fully ripe? The Rav brings a Mishnah in Chala, Lagabe Lechiv Chala, there's a machloikis that even a tfuah shaloihi via shlish. It's not even a third ripe as a machloikis there, Lagabe Chala. That one man, the Yomba, says that Tzchayiv and Chal, even if it's not a third ripe, even if it's like a via shlish, and the other man, the Yomba, learns that from Chuma, that Chuma you need, that should be a via shlish, it should need a third ripe. That's what's called the Gemara Peri Lagabe Chuma. So you learn a Chala from Chuma. But like a third ripe is like a Chayiv and Chal. If it's Chayiv and Chal, that means it has a Shem Lechem. It has a Din Lechem. So if it has a Din Lechem, Meicha Teisa, it should be possible for Menachos. As Agdi Biskarov, the Gemara laid in Afayin Aleph, Lagabi another din, Lagabi the Omer being matir, the Chadash. So the Gemara says, how do you know that the Omer is matir, anything that was Nishrash? The Gemara says that the Omer is Aviv, Mechlal, that the other part is not Aviv. The Omer is Aviv. So right, the other part is not Aviv. And the Gemara says, well, maybe the other part is Elisa Zavar Shlish. It's not Aviv, but Elisa Zavar Shlish. And Rashi says, Aviv means Mevushal Kol Tzarkai. So the Chayyar, that's the Pshat Zokta. The word, the Torah says the word Aviv Lagabe Omer, Aviv Kali Beish Garis Carmel. And the Gemara in the Vayin Aleph, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that Aviv is the Pshat, that it's Mavushal called Tzark. In other words, the Gemara there, Sakapana, very Mavur, that Aviv means it's more than Avar Shlish. The Gemara says Avar Shlish, maybe you don't need, it doesn't have to be Aviv to Vidayim to Yimatimah. Maybe Akapana, it has to be Avar Shlish. Rashi says Aviv is more than Avar Shlish. And Rashi says that Aviv means Mavushal Kol Tzarekai. So Dar state, they didn't have Mavushal Kol Tzarekai. So Menachos, you don't need Mavushal Kol Tzarekai. Menachos, I don't know if you need to have Avar Shlish. As long as it's Chita, Mechad Esa. But by Omer, state that then you need Bishal Kol Tzarekai, also didn't have Aviv. Like Rashi says in that Fayin Aleph, the word Aviv, the Gemara is Mavur, it means more than Shlish. And Rashi says it means Mavushal Kol Tzarekai. So fact, the risk of Rav, so why did the Rama bring this din? You don't find in the Rambam evidence din that Ayman needs something more than any other mincha, that Ayman needs other than these Mavushal Kol Tzarekai, Shainish in the Rambam. It's a din that Shain in the Rambam. As long as we scrub the emissates of Machloikis Rashi and Rambam, this is din Aviv. And he brings the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yad Gimel. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is discussing when Klal Yisrael came into the Eretz Yisrael for the first time, they got into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan. And the Psukim Amavur, the way the Gemara says, that they brought a carbon Omer. That year they brought a carbon Omer. Now they got to Eretz Yisrael first the 10th day of Nisan, and the Gemara in Amazon, that in order to bring a carbon Omer, it has to be that it was heavy shlish beyond Yisrael, because the Omer is reishis kitzir chem v'loi kitzir akum. In order to be called kitzir chem, it has to be heavy shlish beyond Yisrael. So it has to be that the tefuah that they brought the Omer, the barley they brought the Omer, was loi heavy shlish before the 10th of Nisan. Because it was heavy shlish before the 10th of Nisan. So then, they can't bring that for the Omer. So they had to get some tefuah that was loy heavy shlish before the 10th of Nisan when they came in. Now 5 days later, they brought the Omer. So the Gemara was bothered, how did it happen that it wasn't the shlish before Yud Nisan, and in 5 days it's already ripe? The Gemara was bothered with that kasha. The Gemara says it's Eretz Tzvi, the payers got ripe early. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel. So Zakhtar Rav, and that Gemara L'Charetz Mavur, that it has to be fully ripe. So if you're going to say that all you need is a Viyu Shlish, so what's the problem? It was Lo Yiviyu Shlish the day before they came in, and in the 5 days it was a Viyu Shlish. That could happen, that for sure could happen. It takes 1 second to go from not shlish to shlish. Elamai, shlish is not enough. You need, like Rashi says here, bishul kol tzarkai. But the Gemara there is mavur this din, that shlish is not enough. In order to be called kitzirchem, it has to be that when they came in, it was less than shlish. But 5 days later, it had to be ready to be brought. Vaisleisa means shlish is not enough, has to be more. But there's a pirush Rambam in Rosh Hashanah. The pirush Rambam in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah says that the point was, if it wasn't shlish before the 10th of Nisan, Zok the Rambam, it's not going to be ripe enough that you could be able to grind it. It's going to be too soft to be ground properly. It has to be a certain amount of ripeness in order that it should be ground. You should be able to do the tchin on it. There's a thing, you need geris karmel. Geris means coarsely ground. That can't be done on unripe wheat. So Zok the Rav, that's about how the Rambam is going to learn the Gemara in Ayin Aleph also. That Aviv means that it's ripe enough in order to be ground properly. There's no din aviv be'etzim. It's just a simen. Happens to be aviv, meaning that it's ripe. And how ripe does it have to be? Ripe enough that it should be ground. But it's not a din be'etzim. And that's going to be more than a viyah shlish. Like mavur in the Gemara in Ayin Aleph, and it's like mavur in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. You need a certain amount more than a viyah shlish. But there's no din of bishul kol tzarkai. That's tam exeris the cause of aviv, that you need bishul kol tzarkai. That's what the Rambam says in the Pirush Hashani. You need it to be ready for Tchina. So that's how he teaches the Pasuk Aviv. When the Gemara 9 Alf uses the word Aviv, the Gemara wasn't saying a din Aviv. The Gemara was using it as a simen. In other words, a certain amount of ripeness. And how much? How much? The amount you would need for Tchina. So male, the Rambam doesn't have to bring such a din. The Rambam says you need it. You need to grind it and make it into Geris. So of course it has to be ripe enough to be ground and made into Geris. So come dais lefi Rashi, it is a din Aviv. Aviv teaches you it has to be bishul kol tzarkai. And that's the pshat in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel. And the Gemara was saying, the Gemara was bothered with the shailah that if it was lo yivya shlish when they came in on the 10th of Nisan, how did it become fully ripe when it came in by the time they brought the Eimah 5 days later? But according to the Rambam, there's no din aviv to tell you need bishul kol tzarkai. It's a practical thing. You need it to be ripe enough in order to grind it. So that's why the Rambam doesn't bring that din in the yat. Now, the Gemara says, Shaila, why do you need that the mitzvah of Eimer should be from the Karev? Why do you bring the Eimer from the closest spot? So the Gemara says two timing. One time is because of Carmel. It has to be soft. And if you bring it from a distant place, it gets hard. It's not Carmel anymore. And Rashi says that then it's not Leikuva, because it says if it doesn't have from the Karev, you bring from the Rachik. But then Lechatchila, it has to be soft. And the other pshat is Eimavirin Alamitzis. When you go out of Yerushalayim, you have to take the first one because that's Eimavirin Alamitzis. Otherwise, you're being Mavir Alamitzis to take another one. So the Brisker Rav is bothered. If it's Al Tzei Eimavirin Alamitzis, so why is it only by Eimer? Why don't you have this done by Menachos also? The Mishnah only says it by Eimer. The Rambam only brings it by Eimer. By all the Menachos, you should say that you have to take the Menachos from the closest place to Yerushalayim, Eimavirin Alamitzis. Azak thereof, it's only Al Tzimitzis Ksira. Since you have a mitzvah of ksira, that's what makes that Eimavirin Alamitzis. The other menachos is no mitzvah of ksira. L'chari, it's pashut that way. You find a din l'mashal. If you pick up the tefillin first, you have to put on the tefillin first because Eimavirin Alamitzis. But that's because you're doing the mitzvah now. So now you have the chevet shel mitzvah to do the mitzvah now with the tefillin. So you can't be ma'avir alamitzis and put on the talus. But if you're not doing the mitzvah right now, you're just getting the chevet that you need to do the mitzvah later. So there's a din of Eimavirin Alamitzis that you have to get the first chayfetz and not go and get a chayfetz that's more distant. First is going to bench Esrik. So there's an Esrik that's closer to him. Let's say they're both his, whatever it is. Esrik's further away. So the din of Eimavirin Alamitzis, he has to pick up the first Esrik. And a person's going to buy an Esrik that he wants to use, or to get an Esrik to use, he's going Erev Sukkos to get an Esrik to use on Sukkos. He has to take the first Esrik, Mechadesa. There's no din of Eimavirin Alamitzis, not doing the mitzvah now. So din that you have to take the first Chayfet Shal Mitzvah Shenuznam, V'yelchah Shtetnish is that din. So I mean, this is what the Brisker Rav means. So if there's a mitzvah of Ksira Sa'imer, so now you're going to do the mitzvah, you get a Chayfet Shal Mitzvah to do the mitzvah, you have to do it the first Chayfet. You can't go to the next one, Eimavirin Alamitzis. But by other Menachos, there's no mitzvah of Ksira of the thing for the Menachos. You're getting the Chayfet Shal Mitzvah. So get any Chayfet you want. You'll let it pass by this chayfet shemitzah to get another chayfet. So Chayes Parshin Umuchrich. The Brisker Rav also says that L'chayin should be a big nafkamina between the two taimim. The time of Emevin ala mitzvahs L'chayin is nafkam when you're going now to get the Eimer. But let's say the Shliach Bezin's already not in the closest place to Yerushalayim. And now he's going to go out from his house, which is further away, to go find some barley to cut for the Eimer. So he should get the first barley that he could find, not necessarily the one closest to Yerushalayim. Mashenkin, if it's Alts Carmel, so you have to, even if you're further away, you have to get the one closest to Yerushalayim. I guess in most cases, the Shliach Bezin's coming from Yerushalayim. He's coming from the Makam HaMikdash. So that's why he's bringing the closest one from Yerushalayim. But let's say, there'll be a case where the Shliach Bezin, for whatever reason, had to be somewhere else. He happened not to be anywhere in the vicinity of Yerushalayim, and now, Chayes, he had an emergency the first day of Pesach. He had to run to a different town. And now he's coming with his magal and his kupas to do the Eimer, but he's not coming from Yerushalayim. He's coming from another town. So the Chayes should get the one closest to where he is. Eimerin ala mitzvahs. Hashenget alts Carmel. Alts Carmel. So you should get the closest to Yerushalayim. So who would then the other way, L'chayra? Alts Carmel alone, L'chayra, if there's mamish not going to be any chilek, if you go another 10 feet to get something a little bit further away, but it's going to be just as Carmel, so L'chayra, alts Carmel, there's no din that you have to get the closest one. You have to get a very close one, so you can miss kind of the din of Carmel. But it doesn't have to be the closest. If you can go a little bit extra, get a little bit more, it'll also be Carmel. You have to get the first one you've ever been to. Chayy comes in afkamina between the taimim. But he wants the taina that the Mishnah and the Rambam is mashma, there's no real nafkamina. Because they say it didn't karev, they don't give you any chilukim. The Chayy also means to medayik that the Rambam doesn't realize the taimim. The Rambam just says karev. There's a nafkamina between the taimim, so the Rambam would have to realize the taimim to notice nafkamina. As Dr. Miskarav, the Teretz says it was a takana of karev, period. It's a takana, it's a dinner ready. You have to get karev, you have to get karev to Yerushalayim. What's the time of the din? There are two taimim. There's a time of Carmel, there's a time of Emevin al mitzvahs. They're both correct. Of nach the taimim, the din blight karev, and it's karev no matter what. Even if it won't affect the Carmel, or even if for your particular situation, Emevin al mitzvahs would mean a different one, but no, it's the vet chayna takana of karev. That's what the Rav wants a taina. Now, in the inyan of Emevin al mitzvahs, there's a Taisus here, which is very similar to Taisus in Zvachim Dafnan Gimel, and Taisus talks about in Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel, and in Megillah Daf Avam and Beis. And there's a lot of Chedushim and Aris in the Inyan of Emevin ala Mitzvahs, but stating the Taisus, Lefidim Mefarshim. So I want to go through a little bit the Taisus and the Aris and Chedushim that we have in the Mefarshim of the Taisus. The Gemara in Zvachim Dafnan Gimel, actually the Gemara is, and Daf Mem Zayin also, the Mishnah Daf Mem Zayin, the Gemara Daf Nun Aleph, says that when you have the Chatois HaPnimiyos, you do this Rikus Adam in the Chatois that you bring inside the Heichal, like the Par in Sar Shem Kippurim, or the Par Elm Davish Tzibur, or the Par Kai Mashiach, or the Sir Avei Dezarim. So after you do the Azayis on the Pareches and on the Mizbech Azov, you bring out the Shiri Adam, and you shayfer it on the Yisayid Maravi of the Mezbeach HaKitzan, on the Western Yisayid. And the Mishnah also says that the Chatas Kitzanius, that you do the Zrikas on the Mezbeach HaKitzan, and then you come down from the Mezbeach HaKitzan, from the Kevish, which is on the south side, you pour the Shiri Adam on the Yisayid Dremi, on the southern Yisayid of the Mezbeach. And the Gemara learns that both these dinim from a pasuk. The Gemara learns that the Yisayim Meravi, because it says, V'yatzel Mizbech HaShel Lefnei Hashem, the Pesach HaElmayid, the Pesach HaElmayid, Vaisis has to be opposite to the Pesach HaElmayid, that's only the Yisayim Meravi. So Taisus has a kasha, why did the Gemara need a pasuk to tell you that you do the Shvichah Shirayim on the Yisayim Meravi, M'chayr Hu Adin, the Chitzayim on the Yisayim Meravi, that is the one that you get to first, that's the one that's the closest. So why wouldn't you have the din of Emevin ala mitzvahs? Why would you need a pasuk telling you have to be shayfach them in the Yisayid Meravi? Tepik lay that you anyway have to be shayfach them in the Yisayid Meravi, I'll say Emevin ala mitzvahs. That's Vektaisa Kasha. So first, Vektaisa's Kasha, you see, and the Chai Odin brings this, in his Klal Samaches, he brings the Raya Vektaisa's Kasha, that Eim Avirin Al Mitzvah is a Din Deraisa. If Eim Avirin Al Mitzvah was not a Din Deraisa, if it was a Din Derabanan, so you can't ask the Kasha, why did the Pasuk have to tell you to be Shaifik on the Yisayid Maravi? Anyway, you have to do that, it's Eim Avirin Al Mitzvah. But Eim Avirin Al Mitzvah means Midarabanan, you have to do it on the Yisayid Maravi. And the Pasuk's telling you, Midaraisa, you have to do it on the Yisayid Maravi. Vaistais Eim Avirin Al Mitzvah was a Deraisa. And Rashi in Yuma is mashing away. Rashi in Yuma, Daf Lamed Gimel, on the Gemara that says, Eim Avin al Mitzvah, Rashi says that, how do you know Eim Avin al Mitzvah? He says, you learn it out, the Mechilta learns it out from the Pasuk of Shmaidim as Amatzes, that it means, Shmaidim as Amitzvah, Mitzvah, Bala Yodcha, Altach Mitzena. So he's using that Jerusha of the Mechilta, Shmaidim as Amatzes, meaning, Shmaidim as Amitzvah, Mitzvah, Bala Yodcha, Altach Mitzena, to tell you the din of Eim Avin al Mitzvah. He's bringing a drasha of the pasuk. It's mashman. It's the raisa. But Taisus is even more mavurik because Taisus akasha. Why do you need the pasuk of Pesach Almay? Tape the claim of Vinal Mitzvah. Taisus mamish mukh that it's the raisa. And as I state in the Chai Adam, as I pass in the Chai Adam, then Mrs. Levush also in the beginning of Simon Chavei brings the din of Eim Vinal Mitzvah and he says it's from the pasuk of Ushmaitim Esamatzis, like Rashi and Yuma. And that's also Mashma Hilda was the Raisa. He doesn't say it's the, it says in the Pasuk, Shmaidim as a Matzah, that teaches you in Vinal Mitzvah, it's Mashma is the Raisa. Also the Prima Godim, in the beginning of Simon Chafei, Mishma says, Zav, Vaisalaf, he teaches the Levush that way. He says, the Levush says, you learn it from Shmaidim as a Matzah, Vaisalaf, the Levush holds it's the Raisa. So it sounds like Ray Face Kamal, that the Din of Eim Avir Mal Mitzvah is the Raisa. The Chai Adam says it pretty clearly. I mean, very clearly, the Levush is Mashma that way, the Prima Godim learned up the Levush that way. And this Taisus Lachar is Mamash Mukh that way in Rashi and Yuma, Daf Lamed Gimel. There's a advice in Simon Tavkov Chav Tes that says it's the Rabbanan, and the Chai Adam Asin him, and Lachar, he says it was Naomi Mena Divriya Taisus, so holds this the Raisa. So that's the first Torah, that Taisus Kasha Lane is Mukhach Lachar that he held, that Eim Avi and Al Mitzvah is the Raisa. So Kum Dais, if somebody, let's say, has his tefillin on top of his talis, he happened to put it in the bag that way, or let's say he took off his talis and tefillin to go out, and now he comes back, and he put his tefillin closer to him than his talis. And the Paiskim say, so Kum Dais says he has to put on his tefillin first. He can't put on his talis first. He has to put on his tefillin first, because Eim Avirin Al Mitzvah. And like we're saying, it's an Issa Deraisa. Even if he's embarrassed to put on the tefillin first and then put on the talis, it looks funny, but it's not just a Zahiris, a Chumra, Ba'alma, that. It's an Issa Deraisa. It's a Chiv Deraisa. For him, there's an Issa Deraisa for him to put down the tefillin and put on the talis. So same Avin Al Mitzvahs, like we're saying, the Paiskim saying, the Avin Al Mitzvahs is a Din Deraisa. Now, Tzvei Tzach, before we get to Taisus Teretz, the Svasem is Meir, and who within the Taras HaKadosh and Zvachim is Meir the same Shaila, why couldn't Taisus say a Pasha the Teretz? If it's not same Avin Al Mitzvahs, so once you already were Maver Al Mitzvahs, he came out with the Dam, the first Yisayid to put it on was Yisayid Meravi, but let's say he didn't. He happened to go to the Yisayid Reimi or the Yisayid Mizrahi. And now you're standing by the Yisayid Mizrahi. So you already did the Aveir of Eim Avir and Alamitzvahs, but now you're standing by the Yisayid Mizrahi. So if not for the Pasuk, so Shaina, I already was Mavir Alamitzvahs. What should I do now? I should now go back to the Yisayid Meravi? Fakir, I'm going to be Mavir on my Mitzvahs Mizrahi here. Avada, I'd have to pour it out on the Yisayid where I am now. So if it's only Aseim Avirin Al Mitzvahs, Enechinami, that would be Mechayiv him to put it on the Yisayid Meravi, but only Kol Kame, he didn't pass by the Yisayid Meravi. But once he passed by the Yisayid Meravi B'dievet, so then he would put on the Yisayid where he is. If them state Xeris Akas, if no, you have to Dafka put it on the Yisayid Meravi, to teach you, even if you already were Mavir Al Mitzvahs, and you already left the Yisayid Meravi, but you have to go back to the Yisayid Meravi, because that's the Makam, we have to put it, that's not only Aseim Avirin Al Mitzvahs. Now, Taisa Megillah is mashma that this Teretz. Because Taisa Megillah, when he asked the Kasha, in one of the Teretzim he says, Rabbeinu Yehuda Teretz, the Lav Kra, Avim Inidei Mevirin Lechatchila, Hadi Yevid Shari, Mishamachi Itzrech, the Asa B'diyevid. And the Shaila is, what does he mean B'diyevid? So maybe you can learn B'diyevid if you're ready with Meshefech Yishraim already. But it's a little shver the lush in the evid, because anyway, shvich ashraim and not ma'akiv. So what could you do if you're ready shayfach and already? Unless the havamina is, they should try to be ma'asif it, you should try to gather it and put it on the Yisayid Meravi. Because you're not yetz in the mitzvah shvichas shrayim b'chlal if it wasn't the yisayid meravi, as opposed to a mevin al mitzvahs where you did an issa but al kapanim yetz in the mitzvah shvichas shrayim. You could learn that way maybe in Taisus. But there were some official in the Turi Evin and others that it means mamish this teretz. It means if not for the pasuk, having a day mevirin lechatchila, lechatchila yimachuyiv to do it on the yisayid meravi, that's the one you're there first. Had the evit shari, but the evit means you already passed the yisayid meravi, then you could lechatchila do the shvichas shirayim on the other part, on the other yisayid. Mishamach yitzuk the asa, but the evit means even after you pass the yisayid meravi, you have to go back to the yisayid meravi. And shayla is, what's up shad in our taizes and taizes and zvachim and in yuma, which don't say this teretz. So the taizes of kaidish and zvachim has a different shad. He says that taizes also is masking to the yisayid, that once you pass it by, there's no din of eim avir and ala mitzvahs to go back. Adarabba, once you pass it by, you shayfach it there. But he learns that taizes kasha wasn't on the pasuk. Why need the pasuk for it? Kasha was on the gemara. Why did the gemara have to learn it out from the pasuk? The Gemara could have said, it's all same avir and ala mitzvahs. That's a cheshbon. Ain't come welcome laharich. But the Arach Reinim, the Turi Evin, from the Baal HaShai Gesayim, the Gilavi, and the Avavim and Beis, and the Chazinish, in Kachim, Simon Tezov, Sifkan Aleph, they hold that the Yisayin is incorrect. They bother with the Teiz and Megillah. They hold that the Halacha of Eim Avir and ala mitzvahs is, when you reach a mitzvah, and you're supposed to do it, even if you were b'di'evid, you were maver on that mitzvah, and now you're holding by the other chayfet shel mitzvah, holding by the other place, you have to go back to the original thing. You're ready in a schayef to do that mitzvah, or that chayfet shel mitzvah. And even if you pass it, you mechuyev to go back to it. They bring a raya from the Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Chesem and Beis. The Gemara there is talking about, by the parvus Sarah shel Yom Kippurim, where you do the Hazayis Lefnai Lefnim, then you do it by the Pareches, then it says you have to go out, the Yotzeh El Mizbech Hashel Lefnai Hashem, then you have to go out. You can't put the Dam on the inner corners, on the Maravi corners of the Mizbech HaPnimi, because it says, V'Yotzeh El Mizbech, you have to go out. So you have to go to the outer corners, the Mizrach corners of the Mizbech HaPnimi. But the Gemara says, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, that, so you go out, you go to the Mizrach corner, but then you have to go back to the corner that you passed. Because since it's a din of eim avir and ala mitzvahs, so even though you are mechuyiv to be maver ala mitzvahs, to mekayim din v'yotzel mizbech, you have to go out to the outer part of the mizbech apnimi. But once you already did the first matnas dam on the outer part, on the Mizrach part of mizbech apnimi, you have to go back to the corner that you passed. I'll say mevir and ala mitzvahs. The Zag, the Turi Evin, and the Chazanish, you see mefurish, even though you passed it, but now you have to go back to it. A mevir and ala mitzvahs doesn't only mean while you're there. A mevir and ala mitzvahs clearly means that even after you passed it, you have to go back to it. And now it explains Pshat in our Taisus here in Menachos and in Zvachim, that doesn't say this Teretz, that doesn't say the reason why the Torah had to tell you the same Ravi is what happens if you already passed it? Because even if you already passed it, Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs will tell you to go back to it. That's the Turi Evin, the Chazish, that's what they hold. But a lot of the Chreinim, them are not that way. The Kunjus Achron that's printed there in the Turi Evin and also the Sfasemis and Megillah, they're both the Mantcha, the Raya from Yuma, they say there it's different because Taka made a Matana in the Keren Mizrahi. You passed the Keren Maravi, you made the Matana in the Keren Mizrahi, and now the question is, what's the next one to do? So then you have to go back to the one that you passed. But to pass this one, to go back to the one that you passed, so for character, you're going to do Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs on this one. So it's a Machlokes Achreinim, Lamaisa. The Turi Evin and the Chazanish, they both hold Halacha Lamaisa. If you were Mavir Ala Mitzvahs, you have to go back to the Mitzvah you were Mavir on. And the Parshas Mashmais of Taisus and Megillah is not that way. And that's Gufa's Teretz, that the reason why you need a pasuk to tell you, but the Evid, if you were over on it, that Al Tzeim Avin Al Mitzvahs, you won't have to go back, and Al Tzedin of Yisrael Merav, you'd have to go back. And the Taras HaKadosh says that Al Tzeis also holds the way he has a Cheshbon. The Merimei Sada also in Zvachim Nachnan Gimel, he says that Taisus holds that the pasuk by Shvichas Shiraim is teaching you this Yisrael. It's not Stam Adin Dei Ni Meravi. It's teaching you that Lagabi Kachim, the halacha is that once you passed it, you go back to it. And that's the pshat in the Gemara, Yumadaf Nenches. That's why by the Dam Pnimi, even though you pass the Maravi because you have to Mekayim Din V'yatzal L'mizbech, you have to go back to it. But that's only a Din in Kachim, which is learnt out from this Pasuk, that in Kachim state the halacha, that when you maver on the mitzvahs, you gotta go back to it. Mashiach in other places, you don't have to. So Shaila is halacha l'maisa. Let's say like the case, somebody picked up his tefillin before he got to put on his talus. And then he said, one second, I don't put on tefillin first, I want to put on my talus first. He put down his tefillin, and he picks up his talus. Then he says, oh, one second, the halacha is that when I pick up my tefillin, I didn't aim my b'nai on mitzvahs, I have to put on my tefillin first. And it's a din deraisa. But now what does he do? According to the Turi Evin and the Chazinish, even though he already put down his tefillin and picked up his talus, he has to put down his talus and go back to the tefillin. Once he already got to the tefillin first, he's neschayev to put in the tefillin, and even after he's maver, he has to go back to it. Now, Shenkin, according to the Keren Ayra, and the Svas Emes, and the Taras HaKadosh, and the Merim Sada, they never mind that once you're maver, fakir, now you're holding your talus, now you have to put on your talus. You can't be maver, you can't again do a mavir and ala mitzvahs and put down your talus and go back to the tefillin which you had first. That was in the Mishnah Berurah, says that Mefurish, in Simen Chafes of Katan Hay, he says clearly that even though the halacha is when you pick up your tefillin, you have to put them on first, but let's say you forgot, and you put down your tefillin, picked up your talus, and now you remembered, but now you're holding your talus, you have to put on your talus, in the Sharet Zion, he writes, Pashat, he doesn't write any Makar. Like we said, the Turi Evin and the Chazon Ish don't hold that way. But it seems that Rav Achreinim seemed to them on, that no, once you're a mother, then you have to do the mitzvah you're holding with now. Now another Aram on the Kash of Taisus is Rabbi Kivega's Aram, and Rabbi Kivega is really bringing it from the Karban Asano at the end of Megillah, that why don't you say that the reason why you don't have Ema Virna Lemitzvahs here is because Tadekaidim. Because all the other karbanis that you make on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, which are definitely more tadir than the very few karbanis you bring in the Pnim, which is only the Par and Sar of Yom Kippurim, which is only once a year, and the Par Amdavar Shel Tzibah, the Par Kayim Mashiach, and the Sir Eved Azar, which are very rare. But every other karban you do on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, so Avada, the ones you do on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, you do the Shvich HaShirayim on the Yisai Dereimi, which is next to the Kevish when you come down. So, the Yisayid Raimi is Tadir. That's the one you always use. And the Yisayid Meravi is not Tadir. So maybe if it wouldn't be for the Pasuk that tells you that you have to do the Shvich Yisrayim and the Yisayid Meravi, you would do the Mavir and Alamitzis, you would be Mavir Alamitzis today to do the Tadir Kaidim. So the Karban Asala brings a Raim from the stasis that a Mavir and Alamitzis is Deicha Tadir Kaidim. And let's say you happen to have the mitzvah which is not tadir first, and the shaila is, should I do this mitzvah now? I'll say mavir and ala mitzvahs, or should I be mavir ala mitzvahs in order to do the tadir kaidim? So the halacha would be, is that you aim mavir and ala mitzvahs, you do the enay tadir first, because that's more important than tadir kaidim. And mamela, that's why Taiz asked the kasha, that why would you need a pasuk? Typically, it's aim mavir and ala mitzvahs, because even though you have Tadir Kaidim to do them, you say Dreimi, but still, a Mevino Mitzvah is Deicha. So mainly he says, La Locha, there's a Ramah, at the end of Simen Tavresh Peidalim by Hilchas Chanukah, the Ramah says, La Locha is that you, on when it's Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh together, you do the Kri of Rosh Chodesh first, and then the Kri of Chanukah, because the Kri of Rosh Chodesh is Tadir and Tadir Kaidim. And the Shaila is, let's say, Punk, you started the Kri of Chanukah first, you made a mistake, you didn't realize it was Rosh Chodesh, and you started the Kriya of Chanukah first. So Ramah says you interrupt the Kriya of Chanukah, and you go to the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, because as I say, the Rosh Chodesh goes first. There's no problem of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Rosh Chodesh is first, you have to do the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, even though you started the Kriya of Chanukah. And the Taz argues, and the Taz says, no, once you started the Kriya of Chanukah, so then you continue the Kriya of Chanukah, you don't, and you do the Rosh Chodesh after Chanukah. Big Tumul and Achreinim. But the Karban Asano holds that, no, not like the Ramah, that once you started the Kri of Chanukah, it's din of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs is Deich in the din of Tadir Kaidim. And Rabbi Kivega brings it in the Gilyon HaMishnayis in the fifth parak of Zvachim. Then the Chazon Ish, Simon Tezvav, is very bothered. He said that there's no real din of Tadir Kaidim here. Tadir Kaidim is Zichah when you have two mitzvahs. And it's a shayla of gedim, and the shayla is which one you do first. The Mashiachin here, it's not two mitzvahs in the shayla, which one you do first. You have the Yisayid Meravi, you have the Yisayid Raimi. The Yisayid Raimi happens to be used more than the Yisayid Meravi. That makes it Tadda Kaidim. It's not a Tadda Kaidim with Lal Tainatat. And he tainas la locha, we don't pass like the carbon of sandal. The achrenim speak about it. The bialocha comes out there, la locha, taka like the taz, that once you started the kriya v'shchedish, then you finish the kriya v'shchedish, and then you do Chanukah, not like the Rama. But the bialocha brings from the achrenim that the whole shayla is negeya when you started the kriya v'shchedish. You already made the bracha on the kriya v'shchedish. Mashen came, let's say, and this happens, you put the Sefer Torah on the Amid, on the Bima, and you realize that you have the wrong Sefer Torah. You have the Sefer Torah v'shchedish of Chanukah, and you're supposed to have the Sefer Torah v'shchedish. There, the Bialacha says that kul amale pligi, that just because you have the Sefer Torah of Chanukah, you don't lay the Sefer Torah of Chanukah. Okay, you lay the Sefer Torah, you do v'shchedish first. According to the Karban Esanel Svarim, that Eim Avirin al Mitzvah is Deicha Tad the Kaidim. So even if you didn't start the Chanukah laning, you would have to do the Chanukah laning, and that's not the minig, that's not the way we do it. In Zeraya Lahalacha, the din of Tadda Kaidim is adif from the din of Eim Avi and Alamitzis. Good. Now what's Taisis Teretz to the Kasha? Again, the Kasha was, why do you need a Pasuk telling you that the Yisayid is the Yisayid Meravi? Typically, you have to do the Yisayid Meravi, because Eim Avi and Alamitzis. So Taisis says, if you have two mitzvahs, let's say, which one do you do first? The Disha Mizbeach or the Menorah? So, as a din of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs, you do Disha Mizbeach first, because you come to the Mizbeach HaPrimi before you get to the Menorah. Or you have the Kranes, like the Gemara the Enuma we said, Afnan Ches, which Karen do you do first? You do the Karen that you reach first, Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs, because you have two mitzvahs. It's a din Kedim in the mitzvahs. Same thing the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Lamed Gimel. You touch the Tefillin Shel Yad first before the Tefillin Shel Reish. Hey, Mevi and Al Mitzvahs, you have two mitzvahs. You have the Yad and the Reish, and the Yad is first. Well, in the case I said, the Talis and Tefillin, you have two mitzvahs to do. You have to do the mitzvah that comes to the end first. Aval Kvoyim Mokim Ashvich Ashrayim Lekovu Mahaytam Miloy Degolik Kro Behedyo. So Gepshutah, it sounds like Taisis is saying that Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs is a din when you have two mitzvahs, or maybe two Chayfish Al Mitzvahs, and you have to do both of them. And the question was, which one do you do first? So if you're doing both mitzvahs, and right now you have one mitzvah to do, you can't push away that mitzvah to do the second mitzvah. Mashengen, if it's a matter of doing one mitzvah, and the shayla is which chayfits to use for the mitzvah kadayma, but you're only doing one, the shayla is which one? Not a shayla, which one's first, which one's second, but I'm only doing one, and shayla's which one? Then I don't have a din of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. And that's how Taisus and Megillah also learned up this Teretz. And Taisus and Megillah asked the Kasha, and the same thing the Shita Megavetzis say, asked the same Kasha, that our Gemara says Mefurish not the way. But our Gemara, you're only taking one barley for the Eimer. It's not taking two. And the question is which one to take, and still there's a din that you have to take the first barley that you get, because Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. So in Ag Gemara, it's Mefurish not the way. And the same thing, the Gemara Megillah, the Avavim Medeis, the Gemara there says the Shaila, when do you do Purim? Do you do it by Adarishin? Do it by Adarsheni? The Gemara had it said that you do Purim by Adarishin because Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. The Gemara says you do Adarsheni. That's a different reason. That's Mismach Gul Lugul Adif. But Al Kapanim, there also you have one mitzvah to do, the mitzvah of Purim. The question is, do you do it Adarishin or Adarsheni? And Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs will tell you to do it Adarishin. So it's Mefurish in the Gemara, not like the Teretz, as I fact, the Taisus and Megillah, and the Shin Dibin Gemetz is here. Now, Taisus and Yuma also says very similar, also starts off the same as our Taisus, the Shaykh de Rishlakish of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs, the Hech de Be'in Lamevet Tarvayu, when you have to do both of them, Shishlak de Medipoga Be'beresha, Aval Hachad Lavdin El Chad Ligamina Mine. That sounds mamish like the Teretz, as if you're doing 201. There, Taisus fears ice, v'nevel l'teder l'chudei, v'nevel l'she'enei tader. Sounds a little bit like he held, like the carbon asana, that there's an in of tader, l'gabe this din. And the Chazanish learns, and we'll get to this in a second, that Taisus means that since l'maisa, you can only do one, so here there'd be a svar that maybe the Torah wanted to do the one, not also din of tader kaidem, being deicha, the din of eim avir, and all the mitzvahs, But there's a svara that the Torah Bechlal didn't want the Makom Meravi to be a place of Shvicha Shirayim, only the Yisai Dreimi. We'll get to that in a second. Because the Yisai Dreimi is the Tadir one. But the Siach Yitzchak says there in Yuma, that Taisus is saying, Lule the Pasuk, you would say that. Lule the Pasuk, you would say that the din of Eim Avirin Alamitzis is Dafko, and you have two, and you have to do one and not do the other. Mashenkin, Haint that you have the Pasuk by Shvich Yishraim, the Pasuk's mean Mechanish that Eim Avirin Alamitzis is, even in the case you only have one. And from there, you learn out, here by Eimer, and by Megillah, and by other places, but even if you're doing only one, there's still a din of Eim Avirin Alamitzis. The Birkei Yosef in Simen Chafei brings his teretz from the Siach Yitzchak, but he says that the Piskei Taisus in Zvachim and Menachis and Amashuei, because the Piskei Taisus say that Eim Avirin Alamitzis is only to say which mitzvah you do first, but not Lekvayim Makayim. They're saying it La'alacha. But could be the Siach Yitzchak held that Taisus in Yuma is saying this teretz taka, but that is only saying it Lulei the Pasuk, but Taisus here in Zvachim and Menachas are saying a different word. Because Taiz and Zvachim and Menachas is fearing ice. Aval kvayim mokam ashvich ishraim le kovu mahay tami loy degoli kar behedya. It's not a matter of which mitzvah to do first, it's a matter of kviyas mokam. Kviyas mokam you wouldn't have. So what does it mean? What's the pshat kviyas mokam you wouldn't have? What's the pshat in this teretz? Why not? So the Chazon Ish, and also the Briski Rav here in his first teretz, says that the pshat is that the Pasuk's being Megala, that this is the only Makom for Shvich HaShirayim. Eim Avirin HaMitzvos tells you which one to do first, but you Yaitzu with the other one. Here, L'kvaya Makom means you could only do it in this Makom. You can't do it in any other Makom. That even B'di'evet, let's say, for some reason, there's no way to be Shaif on the Yisayid Meravi, so there's no B'Shaifich at all together. There is no Din Shvich HaShirayim anywhere besides for the Yisayid Meravi. So Kumtai says not saying the Yisayid, of added is a din of Eim Avirin HaMitzvos, even when it's one, you're only doing one of the mitzvahs, the shayla is which one to do. But Eim Avirin HaMitzvos wouldn't make a kviyas makom, meaning it wouldn't be the kuva that it has to dafka be in this makom, and you won't be yetzir shvich yishrayim in the other makom. But I think it's a bit dachuk in the lashon of Taisus, it's not mashmana Taisus saying that. And also, you really have the same kasha from the Piskei Taisus, because Kumtai says, no halacha that the Piskei Taisus should tell you that Eim Avirin HaMitzvos is only a din k'dima, but not a din k'viyas makom. Avad it's not. I mean, there's a din by Shvich HaShirayim that Eim Avirin HaMitzvos, Avad is not ma'akiv. You could do the mitzvah with, even with Eim Avirin HaMitzvos, but by Shvich HaShirayim, there's a naya din that there's a makom is on the Maravi. The Piskei Taisus is not telling you about Loch and Eim Avirin HaMitzvos. So the Briski Rav says another pshat in Taisus. I think this is Taka the pshat. He says that Lule the Krah, it's not the pshat that you have two oifanim how to do the mitzvahs. Like, let's say you have by the sa'irim, by here, by bringing the aimer. So you have two oifanim how to do the mitzvahs. You do with this sa'irim and that sa'irim. It's two different chefs of shal mitzvahs. And there's a din of aim avin al mitzvahs. And who din by Purim? You can do the mitzvah now. The rishon do the mitzvah now. The sheni is din of aim avin al mitzvahs. It's a different time of doing the mitzvah. Now, shenkin here, if there's no din makam on the yisayin, the din is the shayf of the shrayim and the yisayin. So, there's no chilek b'chlal in the mitzvah if you shayfach it and the yisayin when you first come, or you shayfach it and then later on. I want to say it to Sefer's beer. I mean, haga b'atzmecha. Let's say you come into a room to put on tefillin. You come into Beis Medrash to put on tefillin. You could put on tefillin in the first table, put down your tefillin and the leg tefillin in the first table you get to. But you decide, no, you're going to leave the first table and go put on tefillin in a different table, in the back of the Beis Medrash. So is there a din of Eim Avirin HaMitzvos that I went past the first table and I put tefillin on a different table? It has nothing to do with the table. The mitzvah of tefillin has nothing to do with where you're putting it on. If the pshat is there's a tefillin on this table, there's another tefillin on a further table. So that's the halacha, what you see in Agamara. You mechuyev to put on the first tefillin that you come to. You can't leave this tefillin and put on another tefillin. Assuming that they're both yours, or they're both not yours, or whatever it is. But if you're holding the tefillin in your hand, and the question is, where should you stop and put the tefillin in that place? There's no din that I have to stop in the first available place for me to put on tefillin. So the same thing with the Shvich HaShirayim. The Shvich HaShirayim doesn't have a din makom. There's no kviyas makom without the pasuk. So after we shayfach shrayim on the mizbech, so ever put in the mizbech, I wasn't maver on a mitzvah. I've them zakh the pasuk. No, there's a makam for the shvichas shrayim. There's a makam. He saved my ravi. That you would know without the pasuk. It's very good. The Piskei Taisus is telling you this. You're saying the name of Avir Nala Mitzvah doesn't mean you have to do the mitzvah in the first opportune place to do the mitzvah. That's kmiyas makam. That you don't have. You can do the mitzvah any place you want. It has to be that there is a chayvus shel mitzvah. There is a kiyama mitzvah that's bali yadcha, and you reject that particular chayvus or kiyama mitzvah and do another one. That's a mevir nala mitzvahs. So let's chash over the kids of the whole shtickle. Taisus asks Akasha, why do I need a pasuk to tell you that I do? They have to do the shvich yishrayim and the yisayim ravi tepikla that's a mevir nala mitzvahs. So the first thing we said was that's a raya. That Taisus holds the Emavin al Mitzvah is a din deraisa. Otherwise, you can't ask the kasha why I need a pasuk. And the Makar is the Rashi and Avin. Rashi knew my mean daf lamed gimel brings the Makar from the Mechilta to Shmartim as a matzis mitzvah la tikra matzis al mitzvah mitzvah bo ilchatach mitzena. The second there's a discussion. I'll be this Taisus. Taisus the Megillah the way Mefarshim learn wants to say a teres and afkamin is b'di evin you're ready either. But the awesome Achreinim to Evin the Chazinish hold that even if you're ready either. You have to go back to the first one. And Taisa Megill would hold not that way. But Maisa Reiv Achreinim hold not that way. They hold that when you're ready, if you don't go back to the first one, the Keren Eirin, Svasem is here, the Taras HaKadosh in Zvachim Nafnan Gimel, the Remei Sadeh there in Zvachim Nafnan Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah in Simcha Chafei. And why didn't Taisa say that Taras? Taras HaKadosh talks about it, but yeah, it's a Vissel Tzarechi, and why Taisa didn't say that Taras? The third hara we said is Rabbi Kivega, the Karban Asanel, that you see from here, that Eim Avir Nala Mitzvah is Deicha Tadr Kaidim, because the other you say is Tadr. But the Chazon Ish says, Allah, we don't pass in that way. Allah, we pass in Tadr Kaidim is Deicha Eim Avir Nala Mitzvah. Because when you accidentally have the Sefer Torah for Chanukah, if you didn't start the Kriya, Mekuli Alma, you do the Rosh Chodesh first. And the Pshat is here, it's not really Tadr Kaidim. Because Tadr Kaidim is Zichad Din Kedima when you have two mitzvahs, as opposed to Stam using the Yisayid that's normally used, there wouldn't be a din of Tadr Kaidim to knock out Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs. And the fourth Ara, Taisus seems to be answering that Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs is only a Kedima when you're doing both, but to do one as opposed to the other is no din of Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs. And Taisus Megillah brings this answer and asks the Kasha from the Gemara Megillah of the Beis, the Shittu Mekevesis asks the Kasha from Agamara, clearly, that even this one mitzvah, that you have to take the Sayyim Mimakim Karev, so you see the Zayim Avir Nala Mitzvahs even when you're only doing one. So the Siach Yitzchak learns that, so you'd say, Lulei the Pasuk, the Pasuk's being Mechadish, that is in the Zayim Avir and only when you're doing one. And we said that Taisus here in Svachim and Menachis sound like he's saying a different word, that without the Pasuk, without the Pasuk, there wouldn't be a Kviyas Makim, Taisus says. So the Chazon Ish learns it means to be Makiv to the Evid. And Miskirov says it's Gishmak of Pshat. It's not cool that you're being mavrel and mitzvahs because there's no mitzvah dafka of this makam as opposed to that makam. Until we find out that there's a din kfiyas makam in the yisayidim mizbech. We'll say it's just one big yisayid and there's not a problem that I'm doing it in this makam, not in that makam. That's not called eim avir nala mitzvahs. And now I want to start the sugi of Sfiris HaEmer, which starts on Daf Samachayim at base towards the end, the Tana Rabbanan. After the Gemara went through the whole Cheshbon, how you know that Yimachris Shabbos means Yimachris Pesach, or the Joshis, then the Gemara starts with the mitzvah of Sfiris HaEmer. So the Gemara starts off Tana Rabbanan, Usfartim Lechem, Shtei Sfir Lecholechot Ve'echot. Sfartim Lechem means that each one has to count. Rashi says, Shekolechot Chayiv Lispar. Every person has to count. Taisus says that by Yevul it says Usfartim Lecha, and that's going on Bezdin. Here it says, Usvaitem Lechem. Usvaitem Lechem means everybody, Svilach Alechad Ve'echad. Lashon Rabbim, that everyone has to count. As opposed to Svaitem Lechol Lashon Yachad, only Yachad has to count, only Bezdin has to count. And Taisus says, Avart, Shem Bezdin Seifim Umavarchim, Kamashin Avarchim Asvir Sa'imer. So talking that Bezdin Tagar Achiv to count, every year that the count that this year is 1 year, one to Shemitah, year two to Shemitah, or year, or Shemitah, one to the Yevil, Shemitah, two for the Yevil, until they got to Yevil. So it's stated in the Pasuk, Usrait al-Lecha Sheva Shabbos Hashanim, that there was safe of a pet, Taisus says, and could be the main a bracha, k'mayshin avarcha masriya sa'imir. Now Taisus says, what about a Zava? By a Zava it says, Usafra la Shivas Yamin. So does a Zava have to count? So Taisa says, L'shayich b'bracha, kevin sh'seris, t'chazi afilu b'shvi sasra. It's not shayich b'bracha, because she can be seisir the seer, so mainly you can't make a bracha. K'pshutai, Taisa sounds like the reason why a zava doesn't make a bracha on the seer shivin akim, is because it might be a bracha l'matala, because a zava starts counting the shivin akim. She counts a few days, but then if she sees dam, even at the end, even the seventh day, she says to the Shiv Nakim, it's not a Surya Shiv Nakim, she has to start again. So Kupshuddai, it sounds like the problem is it's a Baruch Levatola. So there's a very interesting Shla. They bring down the Shla and Daf Kuf Aleph from an Aleph. We don't have those, that necessarily those Dafim, but the Shla is there. He brings a Rayim from this Tesis that Enechanami, she can't make a bracha because of a kshash bracha levatola, but Taisus is mashmaklar that the svira is a regular din svira. If there's no halacha that a zava has to actually be sefer bepeh, she has to actually count each day of the shivanakim. So what's Taisus saying that she should make a bracha, and Taisus saying the reason why she doesn't make a bracha is because if she sees she'll be seiser, and he learns up because then it'll be a bracha levatola, Teiblei is b'chol a mitzvah to be sefer. Elamai, there's a mitzvah to be sefer. So Zok the Shla, it's a mitzvah for the Isha to be sefer b'peh. And to say, Ayayim yayim echad l'sviris libuni. Ayayim yayim echad for the sviris shivin akim. So Isha was a zava, nida, and she has to count shivin akim. Zok the Shla, she should every day count b'peh. And that's what he told his wife to do. That's what you should do. Well, the Maaseh the Peskim don't bring it. The Peskei Tshuva brings it, and he brings Kama Peskim that argue. The Neid Biuda has two Tshuvas on it, because Rebbe Shaya Pick from Breslau, he wanted him to tell the Nashim they should count Bepel like the Shla as they stayed in the Shla. As like the Neid Biuda, interesting lashon, he says Agayin Hakadosh. The Rav Kedushas Chasidusai Neskayim Ba'oyiv Mitzvus LaYis BeMitzvus. The Rav Tzlaman Tzikta LaHagdol Teru LaHarbis BeMitzvus. The Shlal loves Mitzvus so much, so he wants more and more Mitzvus. But he says it's not Richtig. He says V'harayim. You see that all the Meini Mitzvus don't count V'sarfel as a Mitzvah. Why isn't it a Mitzvah from the Tayag Mitzvus? Should be two Mitzvus: a Sfira by Zav and a Sfira by Zava. Elamai, it's Bechlal on a Mitzvah. It's a din how to become tar. The Sfira is just a din how to become tar. Because Zok Dazai, if the pasuk by Sfir Sa'ima meant it's just the din, they have to wait 50 days, so there's no reason why the Torah should tell you to count them. Why should the Torah tell you to count them? The Torah should say 50 days after Pesach, Chamishim Yom Machmas HaShabbos, Asisim Chag Shavuos. Why does it say Svartim? Why should you count? I mean, Fashtetzach, if you want to know when Shavuos is, you might have to count. But why should the Torah mention anything about counting? Tell you, the law is that 50 days, that the Torah is saying 50 days after Pesach, you should have Shavuos. Elamai, it must be, there's a mitzvah, so say the rice at a count, and all the many of us is count, there's a mitzvah, the rice at a count. And al derech zeh, the counting of Yevil. If all the Torah meant to say was that Yevil comes after seven Shemitahs is a Yevil, so why is the Torah saying, right, why do you have to count? Doesn't it? Why is the Torah tell you to count? Elamai, they must be mitzvah to say the rice to the count. Vashenkei by Zavam, the Torah is telling you the sphere because the Zava has to be careful every day. She has to be baidik. She has to check and make sure she doesn't have dam. That's the sphere. The sphere is to make sure. So there is a halacha of sphere, but it's not a halacha that she has to count 1, 2, 3. The halacha is that kedei that she should become tar, the only way she should be tar is if we suffer love, she counts, meaning she's careful, she has Shiv and Nakim, she makes sure that the Shiv and Nakim and Nakim from them. And Zakta Neid Behuda, that's what Taisus means. And Shusantip Shatan Taisus, he says, when Taisus says that Kevin Shisaris, the Chazi Afila Bishvi Sasra, he means to say the Yisoid of the Sphere isn't Stam Mitzvah to count. The Yisoid of the Sphere is that she's Sasaris, Mchazi Afilu Bishri Sasa. The sight of the sphere is she has to make sure that there's a Shiv in the Kiyam. And if there's any Hefzik in the Shiv in the Kiyam, she says so. That's what it means. It doesn't mean to count. That's what Latach and Taisus. And Bishai wrote back to him, he said that it's not a Rayim from the Mayne Mitzvah. They didn't count it as a Seret Mitzvah because it's the Chelke Mitzvah. It's part of the Mitzvah of Tarazov, which they do count. But Naomi says, no, Avada, she'll be tar, even if she doesn't count the bepay, brings a raya from the Gemara. So if you're going to say that it's a mitzvah, you're going to have to say, stam it's a mitzvah. Stam a mitzvah to count, not that it's ma'ak of the tarah. And if it's stam a mitzvah to count, so it's not a chelke mitzvah becoming tar. There's an ayah mitzvah sphere. And the minor mitzvah don't count it. Is there ayah that there's no such mitzvah? And he brings Rishainim that say it, the Ra'ah, the Rabshai brought the Ra'ah, I think it means to say for Achinach, and he brings it to Ramban al-Atayro Simafurish. Ramban in Parashat 7 by Sirius Aymek clearly contrasts with Sarfullah by Zavid. It doesn't mean to be safe of a pet. And that's a lot of the steam is called a Paiskim. Now, Nacha Grace in the Kunda is a Machlaikis a Paiskim. How to understand what does it mean, Sri Lachalechad Ve'echot? In Simon Tov Beites, in the beginning, the Levush and the Magen Avraham discusses it, and the Chalk Yankov, the Levush and the Chalk Yankov Paskim with the Klarkite, that there's no din of Shemei Ka'ina by Sirius Aymek. It can't be Yates a serious aimer from someone else. And they say, that's what the Gemara means. It's right to Mishri Lech Alech Alechon. There's a shayl in the two chuvas of Rajbas. One chuvas of Rajba, and Chaylik Aleph Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph. He's mashmi, he can only be Yates of the Bracha. He's mashmi, he can only Yates of the Bracha, not the Svira. But the other Rajba, and the chuvas of Rajba Simon Tuf Chaf Ches, is mashmi, can be Yates of the Svira also. The Magen Avraham brings it. And shayl is which one to be Matcha? One of them you have to say is the Shtik Alav Dafka. The Chalk Yankov learns that when the Rashba says in Simon Tav Chav Ches that he can be Yetz of the Sphere, it doesn't mean the Sphere, it means the Bracha, like he says in Kav Chav Aleph. And the Prichadish learns that when he says in Kav Chav Aleph, Yetz of the Bracha, who did he give Yetz of the Sphere also? He's just talking about the Bracha, like he says in Tav Chav Ches. One of them has to be Lav Dafka. But the Levush and the Chalk Yankov, Paskin Alach HaLamaisa, he can't be Yetz of the Sphere Sa'imu, which may Kaina. That's what the Gemara says. You need a Sfil Chalach and Echad. You need your own sphere. Just like Belulav, you can't be Yetzah. Lekakta Mechem, you need a Kikal Chalach and Echad. Can't be Yetzah with someone's Lulav. He also, Sfaita Mechem, Sfil Chalach and Echad. The Gemara in Sukkah says the same Joshua, Lekakta Mechem, Lekikal Chalach and Echad. But the Pri Chadash, and also the Birki Yetzah is maskim to the Pri Chadash, they say they don't understand why not. Why can't the Yetzah Shmei Kaina? There's a din Sfil Chalach and Echad. This is the Chalach and Echad. You would say that only Bezin is safer. If only Bezin is safe, I won't have to hear it either. But now it is in Israel, so everyone has to be safer. But why wouldn't Shmei Kainim be considered a sphere? You're going to have to say it's Xeris Akasav that you shouldn't do it like Shmei Kainim. But who stated this in the Pasuk? Shmei Kainim means that I was safer. Israel, this is Pshat, everyone has to be safer. So if I'm safer de Shemeya Ka'ina, so I'm considered to be a safer. Why is it a steer of Bechlal to Shemeya Chalechad Vechad? So male they baskin, Brechadash, and the Bechayas of baskin Alachal Amaisi, you could be a Yitzvah Shemeya Ka'ina. So I was thinking, what's Pshat in the Levush and the Chalk Yankov? Why isn't that called the Shemeya Chalechad Vechad of Shemeya Ka'ina? So the stipe has a shtickle in Brachas and Simon Yid Gimel, he brings Mechalikis Achreinim, how to understand Shemeya Ka'ina. Brings the famous Beis Halevi, it's in the Sefer Alatari, at the end of Sefer Bereishis. He says, he brings down a psak that someone said that he could be Yetzah. In certain places it was a minig, I think, he could be Yetzah Berchus Kahanim with Shmei Kainim. One Kain says a Berchus Kainim, and all the other Kahanim are up there on the Duchen, and they're listening to the Berchus Kainim, and they Yetzah the Shmei, they're also, it's like they're saying the Berchus Kainim on Shmei Kainim. So the Beis Levi is bothered. No, it's not true. You can't do that. Why? Because he says you need Kol Ram. There's a din. You can't say it quietly. There's a din by Birchas Kainim. You can't say it quietly. You have to say it Kol Ram. As I state the Gemara in Saita, so Mamela, Shmei Kainim is going to be missing the Kol Ram. So the Stibel there brings the Chazon Ish. It says it's not a Taina. Because since he's saying it B'Kol Ram, so when you're being Shemei Ka'ina, it's like you're saying it B'Kol Ram. You have his mirror. You have his Amir. So Taisha's stipple, this is the Machlaikis. The Beis Halevi holds that Shemiya blimes an Amir. Shemiya blimes a Dibur. That's the din of Shemei Ka'ina. The male of Shemiya blimes a Dibur. But it's not a Dibur B'Kol Ram. By saying in the Chazanish is Mazbe Shemei Ka'ina, the Shemiya doesn't blime a Dibur. The Shemiya means I'm Yetzu with his Dibur. I stelt su to his Dibur. It's a shlichus azah. He says it's a sheet of pe'ula. Shlichus, normally I don't have to participate. Here, I can't stop make a shliach. But if you're saying it and I'm listening, so mela, I'm shtelling tzu, I'm becoming a part of your amira, and Melam Yetzu with your Amira. So I would say, if your Amira is B'Kol Ram, so I have that Amira of Kol Ram, I did it in Shmei Ka'ina. To the base, Levi old Shmei Ka'ina means the Shmei Alain is the Amira, and the Chazan Ishals, no, Yetzu with Yen is Amira. And the disciple is Mayrach about it. The Varayas, Lakan, Lakan, if the Shmei is goofing on an Amira, so why do you have to hear from a Baruch Yuvah he speaks about? And how does it work that it lives, let's say, a Kriyas Megillah in Aksav? But he's Marachim, but he holds his two Malachim. If you're going to hold Shemei Ka'ina as a Pshat, then it blives your Amira, so then I've added the Prechadash in the Beki Yosef, all right, that if Shemei Ka'ina means it blives my Amira, so why is it a steer to Smirch Lechav Echad? I'm being safe, though, they Shemei Ka'ina. Mistabra, the Levush, and the Chak Yankov, and the Magen Avram, they hold that Shmei Kain is as Ashlichus, and Ming Yetzu Yen is Amira. So that's what they hold. That's goof what the Pasuk is saying is Svartim. Svirlich Alechad Vechad, I can't be Yetzu Ming Yen is Svir. I need a Egen is Svir. Because even Shmei Kain is of Shadam Yetzu Yen is Svir. But even that, I don't think it's so Mukherch, because he could say, it's just coming Lafuke, if I don't have a Svir at all, like only Bezin Sefer. But if I have a Svir, even if I'm being Yetzu Yen is Svir, it is called the Svirlich Alechad Vechad. But at least you can hear it. That Svirlich Alechad Vechad means I can't have a shliach. If Shmei Kaina means it's my Amira, so then what's the steer? That's Mamish Kalechad Vechad. If Shmei Kaina means I'm Yetzu Yen is Amira, then I can hear a swear that Svirlich Alechad Vechad will tell you not. The Maaseh Be'alacha says he wants to say it's a Machalikas Rishenim. He thinks that the Rashi here that says Sechayim Kalechad Vechad Lisper means that you're not Yetzu with Shmei Kaina. I don't see why that's Mukherch. He himself in the brackets is Meir that maybe Rashi means that everyone has to be safer, but Shmei kind of blives the sphere. But he brings a Ritzkeis that says that the minhag was that a chazan was mitzi everybody, because otherwise they would have to stand. There was a tercha for them to stand, so he was mitzi everyone. So if he was only mitzi them in the bracha, they would have to stand for the sphere tain at that. Vice says he means he was mitzi them for the sphere. So you see, he could be mitzi with the sphere Shmei kainah. He says, Yizikha should be machmir for the paiskim that hold that you can't be Yitzhak Shmei Kain outside Svilach Alechad Vechad.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.